the Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Time for Am I Wrong? Francesca's here. Hi, Francesca.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Excelente. How are you?
Well, my friend Brenda said something that just really upset me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I was telling her about how I wanted this new purse. It was really expensive, and I felt like I couldn't justify buying it for myself.
Okay.
So you stole it.
I did.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That I would probably say I was wrong if that was the case.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, good.
No, I just did a little something special for my husband in the bedroom, and he got it for me.
Oh.
So I told Brenda that, and she was like, oh my God, you always do these things for him, and then you get whatever you want. And I was like, I know, it's kind of great. And she was like, you know, that's basically prostituting, right? And I was really taken aback by this because my friend just called me a prostitute.
Yeah. So, okay. So what did you say to her?
I first of all, just said, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, if you think about it, like, that's what a prostitute does. She does something for someone to get something in return.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's your husband.
My husband.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, we're married.
Right.
You said you've done this before, too? This wasn't like the first, it wasn't just the purse, or?
I mean, it's not like a regular thing, but there was one time that there was a pair of earrings I really wanted,
yeah.
And I planned a special weekend with my husband, and then he got them for me, but
okay, all right.
What a married couple does. You do nice things for each other.
Yeah. No, okay, right. Hang on. What's your friend's name?
His name's Brenda.
Brenda. All right, let's call Brenda and find out what's her problem. Here we go.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi, is this Brenda?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi, Brenda. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Brenda.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
Oh, man. Oh, good now, I think.
Oh. Well, we will put a stop to that.
Yeah.
Rest assured.
Brenda, we have Francesca on the phone.
Your good friend?
Okay. Hi.
We heard how you called Francesca out for basically doing things for her husband sexually to get what she wants.
You called her a hoe, basically. Is what
yeah.
I did not say that. Francesca, did you do this? Did you get on the radio for this?
I did. You called me a prostitute, and I really, that just did not resonate well with me,
yeah.
And I felt like I needed to get an opinion on this.
Why did you do that, Brenda? Why do you think that that's what your friend is doing?
I said it was a prostitute, as in, like, honestly, like, she is doing a sexual transaction for, like, physical, like, material objects or, and it was, that's just what's happening.
But she is married to the person. It's not like some stranger.
It's my husband.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's still, you had sex or did a sex act for a purse, basically getting cash for a sex act. That's prostitution.
I cannot believe you see it that way. He gets something he wants. I get something I want.
We call that a win-win in my house. All right, hang on 1 second, you two. 833-685-9595. 833-685-9595. If you do something nice for your husband in the bedroom and he buys you something expensive, is that, are you a hoe? 833-685-9595. So Francesca had some naughty time with her husband, did some stuff that he likes during naughty time, and she got a new purse. Is that right, Francesca?
Yes, that's correct.
And in the past, you've done this with earrings and other things as well.
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah. And her friend Brenda said, you know, you're basically a prostitute, which really didn't sit well with Francesca. But Brenda, you stand by that. You say, you know, it doesn't matter if it's your husband or not. It's still prostitution.
Yeah, I do. Because, like, what if you have, like, why don't you just have sex to have sex?
Yeah. But, I mean, she is.
We do, but there are certain things that I wouldn't ordinarily want to do.
Right.
But I can be amenable.
Unless he dangles
She's
a carrot. Oh, yeah, okay.
Taking one for the team.
Say no more. Say no more. 833-685-9595. 95.95. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kira.
Hey, Kira, do me a favor. Turn your radio down 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, good. What'd you want to say, Kira?
Well, my parents, they've always, like, had this thing where they would always play around with us, where they said, like, marriage was, like, legalized prostitution. Now, do I feel like what she did with her husband is wrong? No. I mean, that's a marriage. That's what you do. Absolutely anything wrong with that.
Your parents actually told you that marriage was legalized prostitution?
Yes.
Oh,
they said it's a form of, like, legalized prostitution.
Interesting.
But
I'm sure it's a joke.
I just find it funny.
Oh, you there? Oh, yeah. Oh, she's gone. All right. So she's like, yeah, that's just what marriage is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Tim.
Hey, Tim, what'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say, to me, that sounds like a happily married couple. I mean, it sounds more like a happy ending
to me, but whatever.
Whoa.
I don't know if Brenda's married, but if she's not, maybe she needs to switch to the good side.
Maybe that's her problem. She's you're not doing it right, lady. That's why you're not married. You know, it could be like a love language too, right? Like that's how her love language is getting gifts.
Yes.
That's an actual
one. And his
one.
Is physical touch.
Yeah.
So obviously
physical something.
Right. So they seem happy about it. So
yeah,
I don't
sure
see
do.
Why it's a problem.
They sure do. Thanks so much for your call. This is WAP. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Tito.
Hey Tito, what'd you want to say?
I want to say that, you know, when you're married and you're about to go ahead and have an exchange or something just because you want something, you know, it's perfectly fine. You can't take that to court.
You can't take it to court?
Yeah, you know, prostitution, you can't call that prostitution.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, basically what she's saying is you're not doing it because you want to do it with your husband. You're doing it because you want a handbag. You should just do these things because you love your husband.
Right, exactly. I do it with my wife all the time.
Right.
I can't call her a prostitute, or you can't call me a prostitute.
So your wife buys you stuff and you have sex with her?
Say that again?
Your wife buys you stuff and you have sex with her?
Oh, yeah. It's vice versa.
Oh, wow. Hold on. I'm going to call you later.
You need the tips?
Jay from the North Side, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning, Mark?
Great, Jay. What do you want to say?
Listen, I actually applaud her for that concept.
You applaud her?
I think more women should take on that concept. I actually think she should teach a class then.
By the way, you're like the fourth dude in a row who called up and said, bravo,
right,
lady.
Exactly.
833-685-9595. So Francesca had some naughty time with her husband, did some stuff that he likes during naughty time, and she got a new purse. Is that right, Francesca?
Yes, that's correct.
And in the past, you've done this with earrings and other things as well.
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah. And her friend Brenda said, you know, you're basically a prostitute, which really didn't sit well with Francesca. But Brenda, you stand by that. You say, you know, it doesn't matter if it's your husband or not. It's still prostitution.
Yeah, I do. Because, like, what if you have, like, why don't you just have sex to have sex?
Yeah. But I mean,
we do, but there are certain things that I wouldn't ordinarily want to do. Right. But I can be amenable.
Unless he dangles
She's
a carrot.
Taking
yeah, okay.
Taking one for the team.
Say no more. Say no more. 833-685-9595. Sharon, good morning. How are you, Sharon?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great. What did you want to say about Am I Wrong this morning?
I just think, you know, I've been married for 17 years. My husband would love it if I did certain things more often. And if I actually did that more often, he'd probably offer me things to go with the purse. You want a wallet? You want a scarf? What else can I give you? It would be such a compromise and happy for him. He would not care if there are certain things I only did because I was in the mood for a present.
Oh, okay. As long as you did them, he's cool with it.
Yeah, it's the husband. They'll take it wherever, however, whenever. you know?
However, whenever, wherever.
All right.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, we're not always, you know, sometimes wives don't feel like it. So right. I think he'll, you know, most husbands are happy with anything they can get.
All right. Hey, so you've done that to yourself. You've been like, hey, I really want this thing. And he's like, well, I want this. And you're like, let's shake on it.
Yes, pretty much.
Wow,
pretty
okay. much.
And then there are things that not even for a purse would I try that. No, thank you.
That's awesome.
Sarah from the South Side, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Sarah. What'd you want to say?
A couple things. I don't think she's inherently wrong, but I would say that she's technically would be more of a consort than a prostitute.
Yeah.
Based on the type of transaction going on. But, no, I don't necessarily think she's wrong, but I do. I would say, like let's say if they are married to separate bank accounts, then I think it's kind of shady because she's, like, manipulating him into, like, spending his money instead of hers. But if they have, like, the same bank account, then at least, like, they both know the money's coming out of the account. They're both okay with it. They're both happy. You
yeah,
know
I mean, that yeah. is, I guess that's a good point.
That if is a good point.
If it's a shared pool of money, then... Really, it's yeah. just her getting, I guess, what permission to use
yeah.
the money.
Yeah, it's like, hey, honey, do you mind if I get a purse? Well, sweetie, do you mind if I get something else? No, cool, yes, everybody's happy.
See, maybe that's...
But it just depends on the marriage, because my husband doesn't like to be manipulated. If I tried that, he would probably say, no, I'm not having sex with you.
Oh. See, that's my problem, because my wife will be like, hey, can I get this? And I'm just like, sure. I never even thought I could get something out of this myself.
Way to go, Mark.
Wow, great. Well, I'm an idiot. 833-685-9595.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.